looking at. Now the KOW, the octanol water coefficient, this is important when we're looking at an organic chemical. They're common pollutants in the environment. You can classify them basically as polar or non-polar depending on the functional groups that are present. And non-polars will tend to be water insoluble and move towards other organic compounds. So in the lecture that I gave on the phase boundaries and the interface, I said that if we've got some fulvic acids and some humic acids present in a water, they're organic. If you throw a non-polar organic chemical in, then the water is a polar solvent. That organic chemical that's thrown in will try and jump onto the humic and fulvic acids because like dissolves like and they're organic in character. So in the case of this molecule here, which is DDT, you can put a little star beside it, I must memorise DDT. Now this then is the classic persistent organic compound. This is the original insecticide that was used for obliterating mosquito populations around the globe. It was used in massive quantities in Australia, as we'll see when we get to the pesticide section of the course. And it was used about 20 years after the rest of the world had banned it, because farmers in Australia have got a pretty strong sort of connection to the politicians and pretty big boots, and so it took a while for the politicians to agree to ban this particular compound. The name of the compound then is dichloro, that's what the D standing for, diphenyl, because a benzene ring, when it's attached to something, is a phenyl, and it's trichloroethane. So you can see the group in the middle, it's got 1, 2 carbons, hence ethane, and there's 3 chlorines attached to the second carbon, so it's trichloroethane. So dichloro, diphenyl, trichloroethane. So this guy then, at micromole per liter concentration in the water, will simply jump onto any piece of organic matter that's present. Now the octanol water partition coefficient is saying that you have got a test vessel which has got water in one partition and octanol in another. You throw your organic compound in and you measure where that organic compound ends up. If it is going to be a very non-polar compound, it'll jump into the octanol, which is your organic compound. If it's going to be a polar compound, it'll jump primarily into the water. So in the case of DDT then, you've got a value for KOW of 10 to the 6th, which is saying it's 10 to the 6th in the octanol and it's 1 into the water. You can see in the case of, what's the name of CHCl3? Yeah. Give me a normal name for it. Remember, nobody ever called this one trichloromethane. You started off well when you said chloroform. Yeah. So, chloroform then, the polarity is quite different. Okay, we don't have a vast amount of organic rings. These organic rings make this very non-polar. As a result, the octanol water coefficient now 10 to the 2 to 1, so 100 to 1, so it's dropped very substantially. Now the reason for being interested in KOW is organic compounds quite often are quite toxic. When they get into a piece of biology, their organic compounds, if they're non-polar, they'll head towards fatty tissue, which is then really the most organic thing that we've got floating around our bodies. Now the best parameter to relate to fatty tissues is this KOW parameter. When you're looking through standard sort of parameters for organic chemicals, most of them are not very helpful. You know, the straight polarity doesn't help you particularly in decide whether something will migrate into a fatty tissue. Whereas the KOW value is very useful.